USA Radio News.
George H.W. Bush arrived in Houston at Ellington Field after the plane conducted a ceremonial flyover over his presidential library in College Station. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. W shares his final conversation he had with his dad.
I said, "Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father." And the last words he would ever say on earth were, "I love you too."
Ohio senators are expressing their disappointment after GM's decision to take a plant that was in Lordstown, Ohio, and not put jobs there. Instead, they're opening a new factory down in Mexico. Senator Rob Portman met with GM CEO Mary Barra today in Washington, D.C.
We believe that the workers and the community around Lordstown have proved themselves time and time again for almost 5.5 decades. Those workers have done their part.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A former New York City mayor is spending some time in Iowa. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Registered Democrat and former New York mayor, billionaire Michael Bloomberg, recently said that he'd have to be close to a decision by mid-January if he's going to run for the White House in 2020. He has been in the early voting state of Iowa, though, recently. Yesterday at a Q&A session, which followed the screening of his new climate change documentary called Paris to Pittsburgh.
It would be helpful if people call their federal government representatives, senators and congressmen, and say, it's not a commie plot. This is really happening.
Many Americans are saying thanks, but no thanks, to the flu shot. A new survey out from the University of Chicago shows that more than 40% of adults who took the survey were not interested or did not receive the flu vaccine this year. When asked why they were not getting the flu shot, most people cited concerns about possible side effects from the shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is not recommending prison time for the former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, citing his cooperation with the government. Justin Walker is an assistant professor of law at the University of Louisville. He tells Fox News it is still up to the judge.
The judge will have some substantial leeway. A judge is not, in many cases, bound by the recommendation of the U.S. government, of the Mueller team, of the prosecutor, although often judges will defer to that.
Walker also addresses some of the comments made by Congressman Adam Schiff on Twitter regarding this recommendation.
I think it's especially rich, though, to hear that congressman talk about irony and the hypocrisy here when, in fact, you know, there have been fewer than 10 convictions from the Mueller team. There were 15 convictions in the Whitewater investigation, and yet Democratic congressmen like that congressman were frequently saying that the Whitewater investigation was a witch hunt and that it was much ado about nothing. You would think that if they thought 15 convictions was much ado about nothing, then they would think that this is much ado about nothing. It does seem like perhaps the cooperation from both has been extensive. Of course, we don't know for sure, as the president has pointed out, which cooperating witnesses are telling the truth, which may not. There's always that question. But it does seem like certainly there are some people who are talking, and then some people, Roger Stone comes to mind, who clearly are not.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.